Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you think of a story in the Bible that has to do with fish? I can think of some. Jesus' special helpers, the disciples, they were fishermen, so they caught fish. But the one I'm really thinking of is the story of Jonah. There's a big fish in that story. We're going to sing the song called Fishy Fishy. Fishy fishy swim in the water, fishy fishy swishy swish. Let's sing it together.
Fishy fishy swim in the water, fishy fishy swishy swish.
God made fishy swim in the water,
fishy fishy swishy swish. Fishy fishy swim in the water, fishy fishy swishy swish.
God made fishy swim in the water,
fishy fishy swishy swish.
Sometimes I do things that aren't right. We all do bad things sometimes. But you know what's important? Is that when we're sad about those things, we can go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Do you know what he will do? He smiles and forgives. Our next song is called Jesus Smiles and Forgives.
I did wrong, that's too bad. I'll tell Jesus I am sad. He will smile from above and forgive in his love. I did wrong.
We are going to play a guessing game. I'll give you hints. Then you guess what it is. Are you ready? I'm a big, dangerous fish that lives in the ocean. I eat other animals. I have lots of big, sharp teeth and a fin that sometimes sticks out of water. What am I?
Shark.
A shark. I live in the ocean. My head is huge. My eight legs are covered in tentacles. What am I?
Octopus.
An octopus. Last one. I like to attach to rocks in the water. I can be orange, pink, or other colors. I'm a fish shaped like a star. What am I?
Starfish.
A starfish. These three animals are different kind of fish that live in the sea. Our story today is about Jonah, who found himself in the sea when he ran from God. Dear Jesus, thank you for the Bible stories that help us learn to obey quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. You have probably heard about Jonah before. Jonah was one of Jesus' special helpers. One day, Jesus told Jonah to go to a faraway city and tell the people something very important. Were the people in that city good people, or were they being naughty people? Yes, they were being very naughty people, and Jesus wanted Jonah to warn them that he was going to have to punish them. Did Jonah obey right away and go to the city? No, he didn't. He thought about it, and he thought about it, and he thought, I don't want to go to that bad city. And so instead of listening to God, he ran the other direction, and he got onto a big boat to go far, far away. Who was Jonah listening to? Was he listening to Jesus? No, he wasn't. Sometimes when mommy or daddy ask you to do something, you might run away instead of listening. But is that what you should do? No, that's not a good idea. But that's what Jonah did. Jonah found a big boat that could carry him far away. He went down into the bottom of the boat. But did Jesus know where he was? Of course. Jesus knows everything. What happened next? The wind started blowing. The lightning started flashing. The sky got dark. The water was splashing into the boat. There was a big storm. Now everyone on that boat was scared. The other people on the boat cried out to their fate gods, "Help us, help us." The boat was about to sink. Then suddenly they wondered, "Where's Jonah? Jonah, Jonah, where are you?" They found him asleep. "Jonah, pray to your God that he can stop the storm." But Jonah said, "I'm running away from God. I think if you throw me overboard, God will stop the storm." Oh, the sailors didn't want to throw Jonah overboard, but the storm kept getting worse and worse and worse, and so they listened to him and they threw him overboard. Did Jesus know what was happening? Yes, he did. And he was all ready to help Jonah. Jonah started sinking in the water. But Jesus sent a big fish to keep him from sinking, and he swallowed him whole. Gulp! The storm stopped. What do you think Jonah did while inside the belly of the fish? He prayed, "Jesus, I'm sorry I disobeyed. Please forgive me and please get me out of this fish safely and I will obey you." Then what happened? God told the fish to spit Jonah out onto dry land, and he did. Jonah said, "Thank you." And then he obeyed God and he went to that big city where the people were doing naughty things. He warned them that they would be punished. But you know what they did? They and their king were very sorry for the bad things they had done, and they asked Jesus to forgive them. Does he forgive? Yes. Jesus always forgives us when we are really sorry. And Jonah learned a good lesson too. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is Jeremiah 26:13. Obey the voice of the Lord. Your action this time is to cup your ear. You're going to close your fingers and put it behind your ear, not over your ear, but behind your ear, like you're listening. Obey the voice. You're listening for the voice. And then you're going to point a finger up towards heaven of the Lord. Obey the voice, cup your ear, of the Lord, point towards heaven. Let's try it together. Obey the voice.
Perfect.
Of the Lord.
Yes.
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
26.
26.
13.
13.
Let's pray together. You can fold your hands. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for saving the people.
Thank you for saving the people.
Thank you for forgiving me.
I'm forgiving me.
When I'm sorry. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing song today is "I Delight to Do Thy Will." This comes from Thy Word Creation. The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.